Hi guys, I'm David with the Sephora Pro Team, and I'm here with my beautiful model, Megan.
Hello.
How are you, hon?
I'm so good.
Thank you for being here.
I'm so thankful for being here.
So this video is all about wedding makeup, what not to do, what to do. So let's just start off. You're not getting married, right?
No, I'm not.
Okay. But you're going to be my bride for the day.
I am going to be your bride for the
Yay!
Day.
Yay! You're my makeup bride.
Yeah.
So guys, this is going to be a really fun video on like lots of tips and tricks, lots of product info, things to think about when it comes to your wedding makeup that you really want to take into consideration. Long wear, transfer proof, right color choices. You know, these are things to make sure that not only does your makeup look good that day and last all that day, but it looks good in the photos from 20 years from now, right? Because these are the things that we think about. And a lot of these tips and tricks, in honesty, can really be used even if you're not a bride, right?
Yeah.
A lot of this stuff is going to be really good if you are going to an event, if you're going to be on like a red carpet situation. These are just general good ideas when it comes to makeup that needs to be event ready, long wear, and all those types of things.
Yeah, needed.
Yeah, exactly. Now, also, if it is an event or your big day, you really do want to take into consideration the option of going into Sephora and getting a custom makeover, right?
Ooh,
yeah.
I never thought about that.
Exactly. This is a great service for you guys. This is a great time to go in, get a little pampering, right? Learn a little bit. So whether you go in a couple of weeks before, just to sort of, if you're going to do your own makeup, which a lot of people do now, it's a great way to go in and have somebody who is a professional makeup artist do your makeup, teach you some tricks, show you some of these products. You can learn it firsthand rather than trying this out on the day of, right?
Oh, nightmare.
Yeah, you don't want anything to go wrong. You want to be set that day, So even if you're having it professionally done, it's nice to have like an example done for you by somebody else. So it's a great option at wedding season. Was one of my favorite times of year when I was in store because I loved working on brides and bridesmaids and all that stuff. It's so much fun. So stick around, guys. We have a really great video and we are going to jump right in. So let's talk about skin. As you can see on Megan, I already did her complexion. So one of the things I wanted to talk about here in this instance, which is a really important thing, is just the same way that you were not going to wear your jeans and t-shirt to your wedding, right?
No.
Most likely, you're going to buy a special new dress. You might need to take care and buy some new foundation.
Yeah.
You know, because what you're looking for might be different than what you do every day. So let's take a look. What I used on Megan is actually Too Faced, and this is their Peach Perfect Foundation. Pretty matte. Right? And you said your normal skin.
Yeah, normal.
So you might not wear a matte foundation every day with normal skin, right? Especially if you want a little bit more of a glow. I know you like kind of like the glowing skin.
So
right, exactly. But in this instance, you really want to think about long term. You really want to think about things like, I don't want to have to touch up every 5 minutes, right?
Mm.
This is your big day. You should kind of have that makeup on. It should kind of last.
Yeah.
So you might go with something that's a little more full coverage, right? So that your pictures look flawless. It's a little more matte, so you need less powder and less setting throughout the entire event. And also, you want to think about transfer. Right? How many people are you? Well, thank you, right?
Yeah, I want it to last.
Right, you want it to be here and not on your mom's dress
that
as she walks by, right? So you really want
to
take these things into consideration, and that's a really key point when it comes to your foundation, where you might want to buy a new foundation that is specifically designed for your skin for that type of an event, right?
Mm.
So I love, love, love Too Faced. This is a great, great foundation. It worked beautiful on you. And the key was hydrating, right? So because of her skin being normal, I was just conscious to make sure that I was hydrating you really well, right? We put on a little extra moisturizer.
Mm-hmm.
We really made sure we pampered the skin. You should be doing this anyway, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it's your big day, right? You want you want that skin to feel good.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. It does feel good.
Yeah, it felt really nice on, didn't it? So for her, what I used was, this is the First Aid Beauty, and this is their Coconut Skin Smoothie Priming Moisturizer. Ooh. So I kind of had like two in one here. It's a moisturizer, it's a primer, it hydrates, it locks everything in place. Again, working really well together, good little play friends, right? Yeah. So I think when you're thinking about your foundation, guys, make sure that you're thinking in terms of it's not necessarily what you do every day, right?
Gotcha.
This is your special day.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more involved. A little stressful, a little sweaty
Don't
from dancing.
Think about my makeup.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so once we've got our foundation settled, we've got to think about the accessories to foundation, which is concealer, right? You really want to make sure your eyes, right? Like that's the focus, I think, of the face, right? Like when you think of bridal makeup, you think you want everyone looking in your eyes, right? But so think about long wear concealers, think about extra hydrating concealers, because you are going to be, you know, making a lot of facial expressions and having a lot of emotions. You want to make sure that that area stays hydrated. On Megan here, what I used was Laura Mercier's Flawless Fusion. And this is a fantastic long wear hydrating concealer. But I think the real trick key was this, which was really cool, right?
Yeah, that was cool.
So this is a newer product, guys, and I'm really excited about this. This is really exciting. This is Ulla Hendrickson's Banana Bright Eye Cream. It's actually an eye cream that's got a little bit of yellow to it. So we think about, like, banana powder, right? You've probably heard of that.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Who hasn't at this point, right? So it's like a yellow-based powder. You put it under your eye. It brightens. This kind of combines the yellow color correcting with the under eye cream. Hello, smart, smart, smart.
Perfect.
But then again, you know, when it comes to complexion, you're always thinking of long wear. You're thinking of things that are going to keep you hydrated, non-transfer, all that good stuff. You really want to take into consideration setting powders, right? This is like key here. Even if you don't like to use a lot of powders, even if your skin is dry, use a powder. Use a powder, girl. It's a long day. You're going to be sweating. You're going to be doing all that stuff.
Yes.
Kat Von D's Lock It Setting Powder, great, great option. Also, consider what are you going to do throughout the night, right? Like, you don't want to carry this. You have a wedding. Where are you going to put it, girl?
My girlfriends would not be happy if I
right.
carry that.
You're like, here, hold my whole entire caboodles. So what we wanted to think about was, like, how do you sort of pat down? How do you, like, touch up really quick on the go without a lot of things? Mm. Beauty Blender has these fantastic product called the Blotterazzi.
Ooh.
So good. I love this on set. It's a little flat. It's basically the same formula of the Beauty Blender, except you don't get this wet. You don't wet this, guys. I know when we think of Beauty Blenders, we tend to think of wetting the sponge. You leave this dry, and what it does is you just press it over, and it absorbs oil. It is so good. And what's great about a product like this is you're not continually adding powder. That's a key thing. Like, I know a lot of times, especially in like an event situation, we think, ooh, I sweat a little bit or I got a little oily. Add powder, add powder. In 2 hours, you're literally going to have a pancake on your face.
Yeah. I'd rather have the wedding cake than...
Yeah, exactly. I always want the wedding cake. Yeah, if I'm going to get cake, I want wedding cake.
Yeah, exactly.
And you just wash them the same way you do your beauty blenders. So after each event, you know, you just go home, use a little beauty blender cleanser. Done. Easy, easy. So you got your complexion, you know, done. The skin is looking good. But there's always a chance that you might have a little fall off, right?
Yeah, long
you
day.
Might have teared a little bit. You might have taken some of the things. Despite what we can do, makeup is not permanent, right? It does move. It does come off. So you should have some stuff with you. I thought that this was a really interesting product. It's new. It's by Hourglass. And this is their Veil Retouching Fluid. So this is really interesting, and I'm going to let you feel a little bit of this, too, on your hand here. It's coverage that's really light, right? Super light, right?
Yeah, very
comfortable.
Light.
Silky.
Yeah.
It's not a concealer. I know it looks like a concealer. It's actually a retouching fluid. So it's a multitasking product. Like, it can build up to give quite a bit of coverage, but let's say you kind of, like, you know, wiped off a little bit of makeup here or a blemish starts popping through or something, you can take this over powder. Yes, I said it. Over powder, guys. It was actually designed so that you could just tap it into place and it works without creating any type of cakey, any type of disruption to the formula underneath of like the powders and stuff. This is really good.
That's great.
This is really good. Because how many times do you set your face and you're like, oh, no, man, now I need a little more coverage.
Right.
And it's like, what do I do? Do I take off the powder? And then how do you take off the powder without taking everything else off?
I don't know.
Right. It's a trick. It's been a dilemma for a long time. So this is a great little thing. You can chuck it in your garter belt.
Totally. That one's convenient.
Yes. And this is a great, great product. Now, I know a lot of people, when they think about bridal makeup, they think mostly like, I'm going to wear what I would wear every day, you know, like, I just want to look like myself,
right?
I mean, and there's truth in that, right?
Totally.
I mean, you don't want to look like a different person.
Not too much.
Not too much, right, but that was the key, not too much.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, guys, even if you're not a big makeup wearer, even if you're somebody who's like, I'm really natural, you want to think about things like photos. Right? Photos change things. If you don't have the right makeup on, certain little tricks and tips can really make sure that in your photos, you don't look washed out or you don't disappear, you know, and you're just a dress and hair and no face, you know, it's like really want to think about those things. So we're going to talk about some tricks here when it comes to your defining features. So for one, let's talk about like brows. Brows are a key, right?
Yeah.
You have a pretty sparse brow.
Yes.
You know, I mean, she has great brows, but they're pretty sparse. So we had to fill them in. I used Anastasia Beverly Hills' Dip Brow, waterproof, on an everyday. I probably wouldn't use that on you all the time, right? I mean, you could just use a little powder and a pencil and achieve it. But if you're going to be dancing and stuff and like moving around, the last thing you want is half your brow ending up on your cheek.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
Right, exactly. So consider using something a little bit more permanent, a little bit more locking into place, waterproof, a pomade, a brow cream. These types of things really lock into place, and then you don't have to worry about them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Keep that in mind. So let's also talk about eyes. I think eyes is what everyone focuses on when it comes to bridal makeup. I think this is where you want to think about a couple of things. Think about matte eyeshadows. One, because they don't reflect light back. So if you are getting photographed and there's flashes, right? If you have a lot of shimmer on your eye, it can just be this, turn into this bright mess, right? It's just going to keep bouncing light back. It's going to distort the shape of your eye. So consider using mattes and neutrals because it'll shape the eye. It'll sculpt the eye. It'll give you a little definition, but it's not going to be anything that's going to look different than who you are. It's really good to throw a little bit of a lash on too because of the simple fact that it does add a little definition. It's a special day. Have a little bit of like a special moment with your makeup. But I personally feel you need definition on the eyes. So I'm going to do something here. We talked about this. You don't really wear eyeliners, right?
Not too much.
Not too much, right? Definitely not in the waterline, right?
I'm
a big fan for bridal makeup. I think for most people, you really want to consider defining your eyes with an eyeliner.
Okay.
Because powders can look really great in real life, but in a photo, they can disappear.
Oh.
And so when you think about something like that, it looks great here, but you want these pictures to look great for 20 years. You know, you want to look back and go, wow, I really did look like the most beautiful bride ever, right? Now, what I like to do is I'm going to use Makeup Forever's Aqua XL, waterproof.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be waterproof.
Yes.
Because you're going to be crying at some point. Okay. You don't want it smearing down. But also don't go right for your black, right?
Okay.
Could be a little harsh,
right?
On top, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes enhance the lashes. But when it comes to waterlines, I think when you think of black, it can feel a little strong for a lot of people. Now, if you're used to it, it's fine. Go for it. I'm going to show you how simple a little taupe eyeliner can go into the waterline and can give a lot of definition, but it's not going to make you feel like you're nighttime or you're a different person. It's just going to really accentuate your natural eye shape. So we're going to go in and we're going to use the Aqua XL from Makeup Forever. And this is in the shade S50, which is a beautiful taupe. So I'm going to have you look up for me, hon. Okay, so just finishing up. Now remember, guys, this isn't supposed to be super dark. And I know you kind of tear a little bit.
Just a little bit,
Just a little bit. And that's actually okay. So a little trick that's good is to curl your toes.
Oh.
It actually can help deter your brain from thinking there to think to a different area of the body.
Okay.
And I used to use this all the time, and it really helps. Not on everyone. It's not 100%, but it does really help a lot.
I'll try
it. So it's a good little tip.
It.
Yeah. Okay, so as you can see, it's like a simple little thing that you can do just to add a little bit more definition. And it really doesn't add like a lot of darkness. It's not like you're going black around your eye.
Yeah.
It's just giving you that little extra definition. It's waterproof, so it'll help because you're going to tear a little bit. again, with waterproof, think about mascaras that are waterproof. Lancôme has the great Monsieur Big, but now it's in waterproof, so it gives you a lot of volume, but it's also waterproof.
Yeah, needed.
Really important, guys. So now we're going to talk about cheeks. So when you think about the definition, the sculpting of the skin, of the face, you know, normally we think about like strong contours and then we think about like playful colors for blushes. This is really a time when you want to kind of keep it more neutral and simple. And so one of the things that I love is that Makeup Forever has these customizable palettes. This is Makeup Forever's Artist Face Color Highlight Sculpt and Blush Powder. So you can choose the colors that you want yourself.
Mm.
Really nice.
Yeah,
so you can make them according to what you need in that moment. You can pop them in and out for like daily use or different use, different times a year for your tan or something like that. You know, and they're really good. Like I even created one for myself for deeper skin tones so that I can really have like customizable little palettes that I know work. They're small. They're great. And what you want to think about is you really want to focus on defining the face, adding a touch of color, just the softest amount when it comes to blush, but remembering that it's going to look a little heavier in real life, a little bit, because of photos, right? Because you really want to think about photos as well as real life. You're walking that like fine line balance.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do a little application here, and I'm actually going to use our Sephora Pro number 59 tapered powder brush because this is a great multitasking brush. I can give a little soft contour, a little bit of a blush with it, and then we're going to add a little bit of highlight as well, and we're going to use the Sephora Pro highlight brush number 98. So let's do a little bit of cheeks here. So I'm going to start by using some of this contour color, which as you can see is not a brown per se. It's almost got a bit of a mauvey plum undertone to it, which is actually really good because it adds a little color and it really works to cool off the area as a contour. Contours should be more cool in nature. You don't want to use like a warm brown bronzer in that area. And again, I'm using a loose fluffy brush because I want this to be soft. I don't want it to be carving out on the face. I just want really pretty, really soft sculpting. Take your time, guys. Really focus back here. This is where the most should be, is back there. So now, yeah, so you can see it really just complements the skin. It's not the kind of thing where it's really about like heavy sculpting. You can look straight for me there. It's more about defining and enhancing your features. So now that we've got a bit of the sculpt in here, and I feel like even where it is now, it's already giving definition. It's adding a little bit of color because, again, it has that little touch of like plumish undertone. Now we're going to dip into our peach tone, and I'm going to just use the same brush. I'm just going to dust off the excess. I'm going to pick this up more on the side of the brush. And what I'm going to do with the peaches, it's going to go really from like the upper apple and towards the back of the face. And it's just gonna melt in with this a little bit. It's just to add a touch of color. And then finally, what we're gonna do is we're gonna use our number 98 Pro Highlight Brush, and we're gonna take a little bit of highlight. Here's the thing with highlight, guys. For me, I think when it comes to a day like this, like an event or something, this is not the time to highlight everywhere. Most likely, you're gonna get a little bit of oil on the skin. You're gonna get a little hot from dancing around. You don't want that to be like you look like a disco ball within an hour, right? So I'm strategically adding it just into this high apex here, and then that's it. That's the only area that I would put a highlight. Really in that traditional area of right on the high point of the cheek. It's really just a little bit on the cheek there. Okay, so now that we've got pretty much everything set, we have one final thing, the lips, right?
Yeah.
And this is really important. Exfoliate your lips. Fresh has a sugar exfoliating scrub. really important. Do it for like a week.
Okay.
Every day before your wedding. You really don't want to be dealing with dried or chapped lips on the day of. You know, you really want your lips to just be fresh and beautiful looking. It's going to create a much smoother canvas for your lipsticks. It's going to look so much better. Guys, don't forget, this is definitely one of those times you want that lipstick to last, right? Because you're going to be kissing everyone. You're going to be like, hi, Mom. Hi, Aunt Jackie. You know what I mean? And then, of course, every time they ding the glass, you're going to have to kiss your husband. You don't want him to walk away with your full face, you know? So really take into consideration a lipstick that is going to really set and is going to be long wearing. Okay. Liquid lipsticks right now are incredible. There are so many options. Mm-hmm. And then take into consideration the color, okay? So, like, while, yes, you may wear red lip every day, this is a good day to maybe consider something like a nice mauve, right? Yeah. A natural lip color that just enhances your lip. Yeah. For a couple of reasons. One, you don't want to wear something too trendy that in 10 years you're looking back and going, oh, I hate that color now. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I loved it back then, but now I hate how that picture, I mean, think of how many haircuts, right? We've had so many haircuts and things, right? You were like, why did I cut bangs back then? You know, it's like, you don't want to kind of go into that with the 20 years later looking at your wedding pictures being like, why did I wear that color lipstick? You know, so take that into consideration, but also think about things like, if you are kissing, nothing is permanent. You know, as you're dancing, you're eating, you're drinking, it may wear off a little bit. You know, if it's a super bright or contrasting color from your actual lip, you'll see that sort of worn down lip, right? Yeah. So it's much more important if you wear those types of colors that you have to really be on keeping them pristine, because you're going to be getting photographed all throughout the night, right? So if you choose something that's a little bit more neutral, a little bit more natural, as it wears off, it's kind of just your lip. This is the Marc Jacobs Beauty Le Marc Liquid Lip Crayon in the shade Night Mauves. And it's a really nice mauve-y tone. It's a liquid lip, so it does, even though it's in a crayon, it is a liquid lip, so it will set and it will stay.
Okay.
And when you see it on, you'll see it just looks like your lips just enhanced and better. So again, we're going to go in with the Marc Jacobs Le Marc Liquid Lip Crayons. And these are really easy to apply. They're super creamy. As you can see, they go right on. What I like about them too, it's not super matte. So even though it is a liquid lip, it is not a color that's super matte. So you get a little bit of shine. You get a little bit of that look of like nice, fresh, pouting lips. So it doesn't feel like it's super dry. Okay, guys, so there you have it. Some tips and tricks for that big day makeup. You know, really what to do for your wedding, what not to do for your wedding makeup. You know, hopefully this was helpful. If you're doing your makeup yourself, I hope that this helped you get some really important things down. But even if you're having your makeup done, it's good to know this information. It's good to think this way, you know, because sometimes it's how you think about stuff, you know, like can really help you on the day of. If you guys love this and if you're going to try any of these things, or if you're like, yes, I love that, you know, I do that myself, leave them in the comment section below, because you know I love to hear from you guys. I read all those comments. You guys brighten my day. You really do. Thank you so much. So please leave them in the comment section below. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel so you guys can see new videos from us every week, just like this one. And if it is your big day, congratulations. And I hope you have a fantastic day and your makeup lasts perfectly all day. And until next time, guys, have a great day. Bye.